The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Instrumentalist, God bless you. You are welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome you to the first day of this 60-year anniversary with the team Wonder Working God. Hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. God is a good God. The devil thought you will not make it, but you have made it. And I assure you, you will go beyond this level. I say you will go beyond this level. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I want to appreciate the Almighty God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Helper. This is a heavily helped ministry. This is a ministry that God has been helping so much. And we are grateful to Him for everything He has been doing for us as a church and as a ministry. As we go on in the program, I'm sure that we'll share more testimonies. We are not able to share testimonies tonight because of time. But the testimonies that have been booked, we'll share them tomorrow amongst with other testimonies. I pray that the Lord will bless each and every one in Jesus' name. Wonder Working God, Part 1. Wonder Working God. Our God is a wonder working God. He's a God that loves doing wonders. It's like wonders is the hobby of God. Or better still, I can say wonders is the nature of God. What is a wonder? A wonder is a marvelous happening in the life of the chosen. A marvelous happening. A marvelous happening. A marvelous happening. Number two, what is a wonder? A wonder is an event that is surprising, exciting, and unusual. A wonder is an awesome event that is surprising, exciting, and very unusual. It's not a common occurrence. Something that is very, very unusual. Number three, what is a wonder? A wonder is a supernatural situation beyond normal human understanding or intellect. Is beyond the natural human understanding. Beyond it. Far beyond the natural human understanding. And I'll just be giving us a brief introduction tonight before we go into prayers and the communion tonight. I know that in this opening night, God is going to suddenly bring forth wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. A wonderful life is a supernatural life. A wonderful life is a supernatural life. Supernatural life. Supernatural life. David speaking in Psalm 71 verse 7. Psalm 71 verse 7 says, I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Many people look at me and say, this person is a wonder because God is his strong refuge. This God, from the inception of the scripture, has been doing wonders. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 2, the earth was without form and void. That is, everything was, nothing was in existence. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Everywhere was dark. There was nothing in existence. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. What are we saying here tonight? Before now, the earth you are staying on or standing on or sitting on now was non-existent. Then the Spirit of God began to move on the face of the earth. And God started to create his wonders. The Bible says, he started to create the light, the day, the night, the trees, the animals. And in Genesis 1 verse 26, the Bible says, and God created man. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. What does it mean? It means that this wonder-working God is the one that created you directly. In Psalms 139 verse 14, the Bible says, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So, friends, I want you to change the perception of who you are. God specially created you. God specially structured you and spent extra time. Turn to your neighbor and say, tell him or her, he spent extra time on me. And so after I finished the first wonder of creation of the world and the human being, this wonder working God went on to continue. He started doing all sorts of things. For example, in the book of Exodus chapter 3, he saw the affliction. Exodus 3 verse 7, he saw the affliction of the children of Israel, and he called Moses to deliver them. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. God will wipe out your sorrow tonight. I said, God will wipe out your sorrow tonight. And he went on to do his wonder in Exodus 7 verse 10 to 12. He turned the rod into a serpent. And that same serpent in the hands of Moses, the other magicians also threw their rods down. And they also had serpents. But the serpent of God swallowed up the serpent of the devil. He swallowed up every other serpent. Now this is like a mystery. One single serpent swallowed up all the other magicians and other serpents. All their serpents went into one person's stomach. Somebody say wonder. That is what God can do. Today, God will swallow up all your problems in the name of Jesus. In Exodus 7 verse 19, the Bible says, he turned water into blood. He turned all their water in Egypt. He turned it to blood. Also in Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Exodus chapter 8, verse 5 and verse 16. Bible says he created frogs. He created lice. He created flies in the land of Egypt to torment the Egyptians. Today, God will create what will torment your enemies. I say, God will torment your enemies. Those who are determined to ruin you, God will torment them. You know, God can use anything to torment one's enemy. He used flies and lies to torment those people. Also, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 9, and also verse 24, he gave them boils. And many of you know that boils has levels. There are some boys that are very small like this. You can still manage to go to work with it. There are some boys you cannot step the ground when it's on your body. Hello? Some boys will send the kind of pain they send to your brain. There are some boys, when the thing mistakenly open, everyone in the house must scatter because of the smell. This was the kind of boy God sent to this, to Egyptians, to torment them. And also, God sent hailstones with fire unto the, to afflict them. I pray for somebody here today. All sorts of problems will land inside the house of those who hate you. Before they finish one, they are starting another one. Before they finish one problem, they have already started another problem. Let me hear your loudest amen. You know, I told you on Sunday, I said, you have become very dangerous. Anybody that hates you now hates God personally. He or she hates God personally. Because you are the apple of his eyes. You are the apple of his eyes. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 29 and 30, God killed all the firstborn of the Egyptians without a gun. Without rat poison. Without physical visitation of the prophet. This God is not somebody you play with. I was speaking yesterday with one of our leaders. I said, people just underestimate this God. Ah! We are talking of God, you are talking. A person that declares, I will kill all their firstborn, and Pharaoh said, what is he saying? Nonsense. Rubbish. And God, just in one night, there was crying every house in Egypt. And not one person died out of the children of Israel. It doesn't matter how many people are dying. 1,000 at your left and 10,000 at your right. It will never come into your house. It will never come into your house. I can't hear your loudest amen. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt. There will be a great cry among those that want to kill you. There was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. I speak right now, as a servant of God, anyone bent on seeing the end of your life, at least one person is going to be executed in their family. At least one person will be executed in their family. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And the Bible says, and Pharaoh rose up, and there was not... Okay, go to the next verse now. Thank you, Jesus. Next verse. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, arise and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go and serve the Lord as you have said. I speak to somebody here today. As you have said that you are going to serve the Lord, nothing is going to stop your wonders. That Pharaoh that want to stop your wonders is suddenly removed in the name of Jesus. I said that person is suddenly removed in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who is sitting on your promotion. If they refuse to release it, God will remove them. I said God will remove them. I said God will remove them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. God did this as a vengeance against forces that does not want you to experience wonders. Psalm 94 verse 1. Psalm 94 verse 1 explains to us, our God is a God of vengeance. The Bible says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. And we're going to cry that prayer tonight. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. God, to whom vengeance belongeth, why are you looking at me like this? Rise up to do wonders in my life. Friends, all your neighbors will soon come and gather to thank God for you. And before we go into that tonight, I'll be showing you a major key to assessing this God of signs, this God, this wonder-working God. Key to assessing the wonder-working God. Just one tonight. We'll continue from there tomorrow. The key of faith. The key of faith. Faith is a spiritual substance that connects man to wonders. Faith is to a Christian what oxygen is to a man. Faith failure is equal to heart failure. Once your faith fails, wonder cease. Every one of us knows the importance of oxygen to man. Once you don't believe, nothing can happen. Nothing. Faith is an act motivated by God's word, and it has a great recompense of reward. Faith has a reward called wonders. Hebrews 10:35. Faith has a great recompense of reward. There is a reward for your faith. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which had a great recompense of reward. Tonight, God is going to reward your faith. I say God is going to reward your faith. And there's nothing called impossible where faith is. Nothing. Wonders, blessings, testimonies, everything can happen if only you believe. In Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 48. 43 to 48, there's a story of a woman with issue of blood. This woman touched Jesus. She was afflicted for 12 years. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and somebody say immediately, and her issue of blood stanched. Verse 45 now. God bless you, media. And Jesus said, who touched me? Now, this was in a crowd. What a question. Who touched me? Somebody touched me here. And the disciples said, Master. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee. And this place is a crowded place. Many people have touched you. He said, No, that's not what I'm saying. That's why you can be with a prophet and not benefit from the grace of the prophet. You can be with a prophet and be looking for the fault of the prophet. Jesus said, somebody here has just touched me. And the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and seest thou who touched me. Now, next verse now. Next verse. And Jesus said, I mean, get what I am saying. Somebody had enough faith. And the person touched me. For I perceived virtue has gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed again, that Jesus knew that something had happened to her, she came trembling and falling down before him. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Somebody say immediately. Now let's look at Jesus' response. That's where we're going to stop for this particular verse. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, relax. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. There is a level of faith that can easily bring forth wonders. Many people were there. Many people attended. But not all had enough faith. Some just came to see what is going on. May you not be an observer in these few days. May you be a partaker in these few days. Faith makes you victorious in all the battles of life. 1 John 5 verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So faith is a weapon for victorious living. Someone say victorious living. Let me hear you say victorious living. Faith is a weapon for victorious living. And in Matthew 17 verse 20, the Bible says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say, and then nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, if only you have a faith as... Now, people say mustard. The mustard seed we are talking about is not talking about small size faith. The mustard seed is talking about faith that is alive enough and can grow. Many people mix it up. They think that it's saying that the faith has to be very small. No tiny faith accomplishes big things. That's why you need to grow your faith. What he's talking about is that if your faith is alive like the mustard seed, though it is small, it can grow and become a very big tree. In Mark 9 verse 23, the Bible says, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. Someone say all things. So your blessings are possible. Your testimonies are possible. Your breakthrough is possible. Your miracle is possible. Your advancement is possible. Your conception is possible. Your marital glory is possible. Your business progress is possible. You have started your Ilorin local amen again tonight. God will help me. Praise the Lord. In Mark 11 verse 23, the Bible said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever, someone say whosoever. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. That's why most people miss it. The doubt. Sir, if you know what is troubling me, if you really know the size of the problem, you will not say that just faith and God will just work wonders like that. It's a big problem, oh! It's a big issue, oh! Is it bigger than God? I say it's a problem bigger than God. Abba. That's why I said when I started that people don't know this God. If you know the size of this God, you will know that everything that is troubling you is a small issue. It's a small issue. It's a small matter. It's a small issue. It's a small problem. It's a small headache. And friends, you are not going back with any of those challenges. You are not going back with any of those challenges. And faith is also used to resist it. You don't need to be involved in noise making. Noise making is not what makes you to become a wonder in life. Ephesians 6 verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith thou shalt be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6 verse 16. Ephesians 6 verse 16. Wherewith thou shalt be able to quench all the fiery darts, that is all the fiery weapons, he throws an axe to you. Your faith can dodge it. Your faith can catch it and throw it back. Friends, anyone trying you is trying God. And friends, if they don't repent in these 5 days, I warn them, that is the end of their story. Amen. I said, that is the end of their story. Amen. I said, that is the end of their story. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. And the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Galatians chapter 3 verse 11. The just shall live by faith. It means that the just will die without faith. If the just will only live by faith, it means that a just person will die except he has faith. So a Christian can be destroyed outside of faith. That's why they call Christianity the faith. Say the faith. The faith. When they want to say that person, is he still in the faith? Is that lady still in the faith? Is that brother still? So faith is Christianity. Faith. It's the substance of Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things so far, the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtain good report. Without faith, your Christianity is a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. So I begin to round up tonight before we go into prayers. What are the signs of faith? What are the signs for you to know that your faith has come? Number one, total trust in God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Until you trust God, you don't have faith. Your trust for God doesn't make you go to any second option. I just trust this God. He can't fail me. Let me take you to somebody that says, no, I can't go there. I trust God. Take this thing and use it. No, I trust God. If God can't do it, I leave it. No, take this thing into exam hall. It will help you to pass. No, I can't receive this. I am far above this. I trust God. Many claim to trust God, but it's not true. Trust for God is very rigid. Very rigid. It doesn't shake like this. Okay, let us do this. Let us quickly use this one to rub it. No. Trust for God. Very, very rigid and very stubborn. Number two, sign that faith has come is positive speech. When faith has come, you can't keep quiet. When faith has been baptized in you, you speak with violence. You become a mobile bulldozer. Anywhere you go, nobody can tell you to keep quiet. I know my God will do it. I know I am going forward. I know my success is coming. I know my healing is now. That's faith. Every faith that cannot make you to speak is not faith. It is fake. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Friends, I belong to a movement, or this ministry as a whole, we belong to a faith movement whereby every one of us in that movement, we speak loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. I pray for you tonight. Nothing will cut you short again. Nothing will make your mouth shut again. Number three, sign of faith is expectation and hope. Every person of faith is very expectant. Bible says there's hope for a tree. If it be cut down, it will sprout again. A living dog is better than a dead lion. When you have faith, you expect something. I don't know if you are expectant in this program. If you are expectant, shout hallelujah. Faith makes you expectant. You just know. Iremide, ire ayo, ire mi kabo, ire mi wo. Others are saying that things can't work. He said, no, forget it. My own is coming. He said, there's no good man again. He said, my own is coming. It is coming. It is coming. My blessing is coming. My miracle is coming. I said, how are we going to do it? How can is it possible for God to still raise millionaires in this 27? We say, my own is. If there's no other person, I'm the one. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. Faith makes you expectant. You are expectant. You are expectant. You are like a pregnant person. You are expectant. You know very soon they will be congratulating you and putting white envelope in your hands. They will be congratulating you. They will be crediting your account. I'm putting white envelope in your hand. And carrying wrapped gift to your house. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Faith makes you mega expectant. I'm expecting my result. I'm expecting something good. I'm expecting something in my account. I'm expecting an alert. If somebody is here expecting an alert, let me hear your loudest amen. Number four, sign that faith has come is boldness. Larusha kakala bradia lalasua. Faith makes you mega bold. You are so bold that all devils know that nothing. They can't touch you. They can't scratch you. All devils know that your faith has made you somebody that nobody can disturb. Now look at it in Daniel chapter 3 from verse 1. There's the story of Nebuchadnezzar there who wanted to destroy Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And the Bible says in verse 16, now look at young guys, how they are speaking in faith. Now, before that time, let me just paraphrase this. The Bible says that he told them, you are going to die. I will put you inside a burning fiery furnace. You must bow to my God or else you are dead meat. Now, let's look at verse 16. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar. This is like calling all Buhari in his presence. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Go on, sir. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Somebody say, wonder. Now, fire. We are talking of fire here. Now, the fire he can see, but the God he cannot see. He believes in the God he cannot see more than the fire he can see. That's faith. You can see fire physically. Say, no, I don't believe this fire can do anything. I believe somebody I can see. That's what they call faith. When you get to that level of boldness, of challenging the witches and wizards and powers of darkness, faith has come. And if so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hands, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The king was brutal. Very proud man. Very angry. The Bible says, he told them, he said, go and increase the fire intensity 7 times. Normal fire will burn any human being. He said, increase it 7 times more. The people that took these guys to the fire, they themselves were burned by the heat. Ladies know what I'm talking about. When you open pot, steam, just the steam,